Welcome to your GCSE Chemistry Revision Podcast. I'm your tutor, and today we're diving into one of the most fundamental topics in all of chemistry, atomic structure. Whether you're revising for your mocks or your final exams, this episode is going to give you everything you need to nail this topic. We'll cover the key concepts, work through calculations together, tackle common mistakes, and finish with a quickfire quiz to test your recall. So grab your notes, and let's get started. Let's begin with the big picture. Everything around you, this podcast, the air you're breathing, the chair you're sitting on, is made of atoms. Atoms are the smallest particles of an element that still have the chemical properties of that element. And here's the beautiful thing. All atoms, no matter what element they belong to, are built from just three types of subatomic particles. These are protons, neutrons, and electrons. Understanding these three particles, where they sit inside the atom, and what properties they have, is the absolute foundation of GCSE chemistry. So let's talk about each particle in turn. First up, protons. Protons are found in the nucleus, that's the dense central core of the atom. Protons carry a relative charge of positive 1. Their relative mass is also 1. Think of protons as the identity card of an element. The number of protons in an atom is called the atomic number, and it uniquely defines what element that atom is. Carbon always has 6 protons, oxygen always has 8. If you change the number of protons, you change the element entirely. Next, neutrons. Neutrons are also found in the nucleus sitting alongside the protons. Neutrons have a relative charge of 0. They are electrically neutral, which is exactly where they get their name from. Their relative mass is 1, the same as a proton. Neutrons contribute to the mass of the atom, but don't affect its charge or its chemical identity. And finally, electrons. Electrons are very different from protons and neutrons. They don't sit in the nucleus. Instead, they orbit the nucleus in energy levels, which we also call shells. Electrons carry a relative charge of -1. And here's a really important point. Their relative mass is approximately 1/1836 of a proton's mass. That's so tiny that for most calculations at GCSE, we treat the mass of an electron as negligible, essentially 0. This means that almost all of the mass of an atom is concentrated in the nucleus. Now let's talk about two crucial numbers, the atomic number and the mass number. The atomic number is the number of protons in the nucleus. This is the number you'll find at the bottom of an element's symbol on the periodic table. For a neutral atom, one that hasn't gained or lost electrons, the number of electrons equals the number of protons. So if sodium has an atomic number of 11, it has 11 protons and 11 electrons. The mass number is the total number of protons plus neutrons in the nucleus. You'll find this at the top of an element symbol in standard notation. So if we write sodium as Na with a mass number of 23 and an atomic number of 11, we can work out that sodium has 11 protons, 11 electrons, and here's the calculation, 23 minus 11 equals 12 neutrons. That calculation, mass number minus atomic number equals number of neutrons, is one you absolutely must be able to do. Let me say that again because it comes up in almost every exam. Number of neutrons equals mass number minus atomic number. Now let's move on to one of the most tested concepts in this topic. Isotopes. Isotopes are atoms of the same element that have the same number of protons but different numbers of neutrons. Because they have the same number of protons, they are the same element and have the same chemical properties. But because they have different numbers of neutrons, they have different mass numbers. Take chlorine as an example. Chlorine has an atomic number of 17, so all chlorine atoms have 17 protons. But chlorine exists as two isotopes, chlorine-35 and chlorine-37. Chlorine-35 has 17 protons and 18 neutrons. Chlorine-37 has 17 protons and 20 neutrons. Same element, same chemical behavior, different masses. This leads us beautifully into our next concept, relative atomic mass. Because most elements exist as a mixture of isotopes, the mass we use for an element on the periodic table is actually a weighted average of all its isotopes, taking into account how abundant each isotope is. This is called the relative atomic mass, often abbreviated as AR. The formula is relative atomic mass equals the sum of each isotope's mass multiplied by its percentage abundance, all divided by 100. Let's work through the chlorine example. Chlorine 35 has an abundance of 75%. Chlorine 37 has an abundance of 25%. So the relative atomic mass of chlorine is 35 times 75 plus 37 times 25, all divided by 100. That gives us 2,625 plus 925 divided by 100. That's 3,550 divided by 100, which equals 35.5. And that's exactly the value you'll see on the periodic table for chlorine. Notice that 35.5 is not a whole number, and that's fine. Relative atomic mass is a weighted average, so it doesn't have to be a whole number. In fact, if you see a non-whole number relative atomic mass on the periodic table, that's a clue that the element has more than one naturally occurring isotope. Now let's talk about the structure of the atom more broadly. I want you to picture the atom like a tiny solar system. Though scientists will tell you this model has its limitations, it's a useful mental image for GCSE. At the center is the nucleus, which is incredibly small but contains almost all of the atom's mass, because that's where the protons and neutrons are. Surrounding the nucleus are the electron shells, concentric rings at increasing distances from the nucleus. The first shell, closest to the nucleus, can hold a maximum of 2 electrons. The second shell can hold up to 8 electrons. The third shell can also hold up to 8 electrons at GCSE level. Electrons fill the innermost shells first before moving to outer shells. This arrangement is called the electronic configuration, and it's written as a series of numbers separated by commas. Sodium, for instance, has the electronic configuration 2-8-1, 2 electrons in the first shell, 8 in the second, and 1 in the third. The electronic configuration is crucial because it determines how an element reacts chemically, and it directly links to an element's position in the periodic table. The number of electrons in the outer shell equals the group number. The number of occupied shells equals the period number. This is why atomic structure is so fundamental. It underpins everything else in chemistry. Now let's briefly touch on the history of atomic models, because exam boards love asking candidates to describe how our understanding has changed over time. The earliest model was John Dalton's solid sphere model in the early 19th century. Atoms were thought to be tiny, indivisible balls. Then in 1897, J.J. Thomson discovered the electron and proposed the plum pudding model, a positive sphere of matter with electrons embedded in it like plums in a pudding. This was overturned by Ernest Rutherford's famous gold foil experiment in 1909. Rutherford fired alpha particles at a thin sheet of gold foil. Most passed straight through, but some were deflected, and a very small number bounced almost straight back. This proved that the atom is mostly empty space, with a tiny, dense, positively charged nucleus at its center. This was a revolutionary discovery that completely changed our understanding of atomic structure. Niels Bohr then refined the model by proposing that electrons orbit the nucleus in fixed energy levels or shells, the model we still use at GCSE today. Now let's move into exam tips and common mistakes. This is where you can really pick up or lose marks. Common mistake number one, confusing atomic number with mass number. Remember, atomic number is always the smaller number. It tells you the number of protons. Mass number is the larger number. It tells you protons plus neutrons. If you mix these up, your neutron calculation will be wrong. Common mistake number two, forgetting to subtract when calculating neutrons. The number of neutrons is mass number minus atomic number. Some candidates add them or use the wrong one. Always write out the formula. Neutrons equals mass number minus atomic number. Common mistake number three. In relative atomic mass calculations, candidates sometimes forget to divide by 100, or they use the decimal form of abundance incorrectly. Be consistent. If you're using percentages, divide by 100 at the end. Common mistake number four, stating that isotopes have different numbers of protons. This is the opposite of the definition. Isotopes have the samey number of protons. They differ in their number of neutrons. If you change the proton number, you change the element. Common mistake number five, treating the mass of electrons as significant. At GCSE, electrons have negligible mass. Don't include them in mass calculations. Exam tip. When a question asks you to define something, you need to be precise. For isotopes, the mark scheme will typically require you to say, atoms of the same element with the same number of protons, but different numbers of neutrons. Every word matters. practice writing this definition from memory. Exam tip, for calculation questions, always show you're working. Even if your final answer is wrong, you can still earn method marks for correct working. Write out the formula, substitute the values, and show each step clearly. Exam tip, command words matter. If the question says state, a short factual answer is enough. If it says explain, you need to give a reason. Use the word because to link your cause and effect. If it says calculate, show all your working and include units where appropriate. Now let's do a quick fire recall quiz. I'll ask the question, give you a few seconds to think, and then give the answer. Question 1. What is the relative charge of a proton? The answer is positive 1. Question 2. What is the relative mass of a neutron? The answer is 1. Question 3. How do you calculate the number of neutrons in an atom? Mass number minus atomic number. Question 4. What are isotopes? Atoms of the same element with the same number of protons but different numbers of neutrons. Question 5. What does the atomic number tell you? The number of protons in the nucleus and in a neutral atom, the number of electrons too. Question 6. Why is the relative atomic mass of chlorine 35.5 and not a whole number? Because it is a weighted average of the masses of its isotopes, taking into account their relative abundances. Question 7. Where is almost all of the mass of an atom concentrated? In the nucleus? Question 8. What was the significance of Rutherford's gold foil experiment? It showed that the atom is mostly empty space with a tiny, dense, positively charged nucleus at its center. How did you do? If you got all 8, brilliant, you've got a solid grasp of this topic. If you missed a few, go back and review those specific areas. Let's wrap up with a quick summary of the key points to remember. 1. Atoms contain 3 subatomic particles, protons, neutrons, and electrons. Protons and neutrons are in the nucleus, electrons orbit in shells. 2. Protons have relative charge plus 1 and relative mass 1. Neutrons have relative charge 0 and relative mass 1. Electrons have relative charge negative 1 and negligible mass. 3. Atomic number equals the number of protons. In a neutral atom, it also equals the number of electrons. Sum of that mass, number, equals protons plus neutrons. Number of neutrons equals mass number minus atomic number. 5. Isotopes are atoms of the same element with the same number of protons, but different numbers of neutrons. 6. Relative atomic mass is the weighted average mass of an atom of an element, calculated using isotopic masses and their percentage abundances. 7. The nucleus is tiny compared to the overall size of the atom, but it contains almost all of the atom's mass. Our model of the atom has evolved over time, from Dalton's solid sphere, to Thomson's plum pudding, to Rutherford's nuclear model, to Bohr's shell model. That's it for today's episode. You've covered the full foundation of atomic structure, the building blocks that everything else in GCSE chemistry is built upon. Make sure you can write out all the key definitions from memory, practice the neutron and relative atomic mass calculations, and review the history of atomic models. Good luck with your revision, and I'll see you in the next episode.